May 26, 2025. Another episode of your favorite show, The Very Terrible Podcast, with me, Jason.
And me, Lori.
Yes. And we are into now episode 41, which we covered with the YouTube pre-show fans. And you can be one as well by going on to YouTube, subscribing to the channel, and watching all of our videos that we make. You get to see the pre-show and the post-show. And then Spotify listeners, if you're listening right now, you are getting the abridged version without the bookends on either end.
And the pre-show and the post-show is better than watching no show.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. We had some great feedback from Josh from South Florida Lift Stations. Credit to Josh, South Florida Lift Stations. And then for the ones who don't know, you can see these really cool bottle koozies that we got. South Florida Lift Station's support, that we were able to get canned and bottle koozies out, along with a lot of other cool merchandise that we have available on our store following the link tree. So you guys got clicking to do. Everybody's got clicking to do. But a lot of the feedback was we had played Which Came First. So during Which Came First, we just said it was a very simple, fun game, and that we sat there and we played it. And now we're into the next game, which was purely your idea, right? This one is called This or That. And it's really kind of like, yeah, we could do this or that. And then there's just these little fun topics where people are either going on one side of the fence or the other.
And so, some people feel very strongly one way or the other, too.
Yeah. Like, we didn't do the big ones. We didn't do religion and politics.
Democrat, Republican.
Yeah, Democrat, Republican, you know, grab a knife. Oof. We're going to fight it out.
We'd probably lose listeners if we ever did one of those.
I know. Ugh. I know. And that's the shame of it. Like, you can't go to a holiday family get-together and talk about certain topics. And that was one of the things when I started this round of the show. So we did... Dave and I had the YouTube days, it was the YouTube days with just me and Dave in silly costumes. And then we bought the microphones and the boards and all that. We came in and I was very clear about like things we can talk about and things we're not going to bother talking about because it's just really a waste of time. I mean, to sit there to talk about religion and politics and things that divide up people. It's to me, it's like the bottom feeders. The bottom feeders do it.
I don't remember. Well, I'm trying to remember, like, as a kid, I don't remember people getting, like, so sensitive about politics.
I don't think we were privy to it.
I was a kid.
Yeah, I don't think we were privy to it because we were kids.
Like, if people who are 10, 20 years older than us, if they feel like it was a big deal back then, but we didn't have social media and we didn't have, like, different news outlets focusing maybe more Democratic or Republican than, like, they do now. But I do want to ask some...
Yeah, because I got to imagine it's been that way over the course of we took American history in college, and in that you learn, like, I mean, but even when we were kids, the year or two we were born, we had, what was the gas crisis and the Exxon Mobil Valdez oil spill was
totally different.
That was different. Jimmy Carter you were assigned a number on days you could get gas. Because gas was cut back, and it was a big political thing, and it was, obviously, if I did my homework, I wouldn't sound like such a doofus as I'm talking about it. But,
well, did you hear what I said?
Well, that's okay. That's all right. That's why.
It's like Jessica Simpson when she did that thing with the chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
The tuna.
Yeah. And they had, Jessica Simpson was on television the other night, came up on the Mike Kelta show. She was on The Masked Singer, I guess, as like a big comeback thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and like they gave her a song that was not in her skill set. I'll put it like that. Apparently she looked great. She looked fantastic, keeping up with herself, but her sound was not good. Oh. And it was purely based on the style in which she sings.
It might have been like not in her range.
Yeah, it didn't sound good at all. They did a playback on it. It didn't seem fair whatsoever.
Maybe she can redeem herself.
You know what?
Else.
Bad press is better than no press.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go any further than this podcast to see. See, we're getting live phone calls in the middle of the podcast. Anybody good? Nope.
I'll call him back.
All right. We'll call him back. I have the phone that I'm waiting for a telemarketer to call. We were talking about this earlier. I would love a telemarketer to call, and we're going to put him right in the show. If it ever happens.
They always call,
except for when you want them to call.
Well, I don't ever want them to call, and I usually don't ever pick up when they do call, but no.
Oh, I have fun.
Yeah.
I have fun. I'll keep them online because their time is money, And if I can waste their time, like they've wasted mine, if I've got nothing else going on, let's have a good time. But actually, we had one call us back after we tried to blow them off a few times. Like this one woman kept calling back over and over and over again. It was just, I was at work, so it was fine. It was entertaining as all get out. All right. Are you ready for the Very Terrible Podcast favorite new game show, This or That? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Check this out. Let's see if this works. Coming to you live from Cape Coral, Florida, it's America's favorite new game show, This or That, starring Jason and Lori. See, that was fun. We had intro music for our game show.
I wonder how loud we're being right now, only because someone's in
there. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
This or That. So, all right. With no grand prizes. I got to do what Dave calls the yuck yuck radio voice for that.
Oh, that was funny.
That was fun. So yeah, there's royalty-free. You got to play royalty-free music because YouTube is actually flagging our regular commercial that we play because of the music, and it has to be released every single time. It's a pain in the butt. All right. Round one, This or That, Coke or Pepsi? This is where you talk.
It's definitely Coke for me. Mm. Although in my early 20s, it was Diet Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah. And well, now it's Diet Coke, but I really liked Diet Pepsi. Then all of a sudden I didn't like it anymore. And now I've been on a Diet Coke kick for many years.
It's funny you mention that. I remember people in like the early 2000s, Diet Pepsi was just huge.
Oh, and they used to have that drink Tab.
Oh, yeah. It's still around.
It is?
Tab is still around. It is. My. It is now bought by the company that owns Canada Dry. Ugh. So in that section of Publix that nobody goes to that has like the Canada Dry and
it's probably got that. What's that other one? RC Cola?
It has RC Cola. Mm. It does. It's like, and what's the cream soda? Like the A&W cream soda.
Yeah.
It's all like the random leftover sodas that have to get bought out. So they end up in that company. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the distributor, but it has its own distribution company and everything.
I remember my dad used to drink Tab.
Yeah.
All
like, what is
time.
It? Is it just cola?
I think it is or it was.
Really?
It was
yeah.
Brown.
I mean, RC Cola doesn't taste like cola either. And I was so excited. I'm going to try RC Cola. It's classic. It's something that, America. And it was just garbage. And you can see why nobody buys it. So
yeah,
today,
so
though.
I'm Diet Coke. So ranking them in order, though, because I have a preference, whether it's from a 2-liter bottle, McDonald's, a can, over ice, not on ice. Mm-hmm. McDonald's, large Diet Coke.
Okay.
Because a small is not big enough. Or bottled Diet Coke, like the small, not
okay,
a 2
plastic
liter,
bottle.
But the ones, like the one serving.
When's the last time you've had it out of glass?
At a restaurant.
Was I there?
Diet Coke?
Yeah, out of a glass bottle.
Oh, no, I thought you meant like out of a drinking glass. I'm like, well, that's kind of
my fault. That is my fault, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had it out of a
really?
Bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because there is a section where they sell it. And if you get it the right time of year, they'll change the color of the cap and it'll have pure, real sugar in it.
I just randomly thought of something.
Okay.
So when we go on the cruise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going on a cruise.
I remember.
You can go too.
Diet Coke. It was called like Coke Light, though. And I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe made in Mexico, I'm not sure, but that had Splenda in it, and I prefer that one over our United States version.
Yeah. Yeah, Coke Light is what it was called.
But it was good. I'm going to have to try to get that on the cruise.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about that.
Yeah. And if this show ever takes off, we could have the Very Terrible Podcast cruise, and we could write off the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Diet Coke. What about you?
Well, and this is the thing, right? Coke Zero for Coke. Any of the Coke family is fine. Pepsi, though, has, depending on who you talk to and depending on who you ask, Dr. Pepper. And then let's see, because regular Pepsi, I don't care. Diet Pepsi, I don't like. It's all syrupy. It's all syrupy crap. And I think the Coke has just got it better. But it's funny if you bring up the thing with McDonald's, right? So you went out on a limb.
Yes.
And she put out on her Instagram page a video asking for everyone's feedback on, you know, how and why they prefer Diet Coke from McDonald's in the plastic cup with the ice and the straw. Unfortunately, 49 viewers, 49 people.
I thought it was 111.
Was it? All right. Even worse, 111 viewers decided to click the link, watch the video, and not make a single comment.
I'm guessing because they don't know why.
Yeah.
Didn't have any value to add.
I have a sad trombone button, but I can't remember which one it is. I'm not going to press it. Okay. It goes wah, wah.
Yeah. But it really is the cream of the crop when it comes to a beverage.
It is. And then we looked it up. Now, if you go to McDonald's website, and I did this while we were waiting for the show to start. Mm-hmm. On McDonald's actual website, they get into it. Why does Coca-Cola taste so good at McDonald's? So it gets into the obvious answer being the straw, right? They give you a larger straw. Unless you buy a milkshake from a restaurant, you're not going to get a wider straw. And because the straw is typically wider, that all the you get more flavor from each sip of soda. Then the water and Coca-Cola syrup are pre-chilled before entering the fountain dispensers with a ratio of syrup set to allow for the ice to melt.
Nice.
So go to a crappy restaurant, get your drink, you get to the bottom, you start talking, all of a sudden you got like this watery slosh mix of leftover flavor. They crank up the syrup, the syrup concentration, and then you'll get the appropriate flavor regardless of ice melt or not.
So they use more syrup than to carbonated whatever than what's in the bottle or the can or the, okay. Yeah.
And everything sits in refrigerated, like, cabinets and cases, I guess I'd call it. Yeah. So,
and I like Diet Coke out of a can, but that's my least favorite. Like, I got to be hard up for a Diet Coke if I'm going to drink it.
Which is a shame because of the price of it. The can would save us a lot of money, but life's too short to have the soda that you don't want.
Yeah.
All right.
But next. I do like Diet Dr. Pepper. I've been drinking that a lot.
Yeah. Also out of a bottle, though.
Yes.
Out of a bottle. What makes. All right. So with diet, let's talk about diet soda then, because like I'm on the hook with the zero thing, but mine has nothing to do with health whatsoever. I like bitter. So I drink beer. I don't like liquor. I'll drink Coke Zero because it's bitter versus a syrupy sweet Coca-Cola. Why diet?
Do you think you like the bitter drinks?
I don't know. I don't like the syrupy sweet drinks.
You a bitter person?
Maybe. from the lack of.
Oh, and that's why I like the sweet drinks.
Is that it?
Yeah, because I'm so sweet.
Oh, you wait till the end of this game then, because you're that's coming up later. Don't be cheating. Okay. Don't be cheating looking at the sheet. All right. So we've beat up Coke and Pepsi. Nobody really cares for Pepsi unless it's a spinoff product. Coke all the way around.
Well, in most restaurants, at least in our area, have Coke products, not Pepsi. Thank goodness, because you know I even bring my drink with me if I go somewhere and I know it's Diet Pepsi.
She sneaks things in her purse like we're going to the movies
for a drink when it's Diet Pepsi.
Like when we're going to the movies and we sneak in our snacks.
Yeah, well,
because I'm not paying.
It's either that or I'll drink water and that's fine too. But I drink plenty of water.
Yep.
Anyway, okay.
But so diet soda. Why diet? Why does it always have to be diet for you? Is it a flavor thing?
No.
Do you think you're doing sit-ups in a bottle?
No. How is that? Probably more the sit-ups in the bottle. I prefer to eat my sugar than drink it. And yes, I know that Diet Coke is not good for me.
Yeah.
I am well aware of there's nothing in it of any nutritional value.
Phenylethylene.
You know, in years to come, maybe they'll find out horrible things from drinking it. But I guess my vice is Diet Coke.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't eat fried food all the time. Like that's my thing.
Yeah, and that's fine too. We are very big Dr. Mel Robbins fans. So and Mel had a
recently.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to Mel for a bit for her different pieces that she's given out. But one of the things she was going off on a few weeks back was microplastics. And about microplastics in the food, microplastics here. And in the back of my mind, much like your Diet Coke point, the mortality of people keeps growing. Regardless of, you know, the quality, we keep living longer. So at what point are we going to stop freaking out about a microdose of microplastic or a dose of, like, what's in your Coca-Cola if at the end of the day we're living longer? If you know, if you want a higher quality, make the choices to get you that higher quality. But overall, even with poor choices, people are living longer.
And I used to like Coke as a kid, or any drink. Kool-Aid, oof, all the sugar in that.
Oh, I love Kool-Aid.
but I just prefer not to eat that sugar. Or I prefer to eat it, not drink it. And not that I eat an overabundance of sugar either.
You like sweets. No, yeah, you do. You
I
like
do.
Sweets.
And since you mentioned Mel Robbins, we can talk about that another day. But just thank you to Elisha, because we were together at a get together and she gave me like several book names, like, oh, because I said, hey, what are you reading lately? And then that was one that she had mentioned. And
well, you can tell them the name of the book.
Let Them.
The Let Them Theory.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's very good. It's very good so far. And I thought we could listen to it together, which we have been as an audio.
We could review the book when it's over.
Oh, that's a good
There you go. You got a whole nother show.
Actually, we could maybe do like a couple chapters at a time.
We could.
Or, all right. We'll just do one. The
whole
thing.
Just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
let's do the whole thing.
That's true. That's true.
But so there you go. See, we're just coming up with ideas out here on the spit.
Ooh, this wasn't one that we had on the This or That.
Okay, go ahead.
But let me ask you for beer, because you're a beer drinker.
Well, some people would argue that point.
You're a specific type of beer drinker. How do I make this a This or That? Can or bottle?
Bottle by choice. Can if you're in a boat or over the water. Reason being, if you drop it off the boat and it hasn't been opened yet, the can will float, the bottle won't.
Okay. Or if you could have bottle or tap?
Tap. Only because tap is not pasteurized.
Okay. And you may not know this answer, but why don't they put like ice cubes in beer? Like we do with soda.
There's a lot of countries that don't even refrigerate it. America is one of the few countries that refrigerates beer and serves it cold.
Oh.
So we have neighbors across the street that are originally from Germany. And in Germany, it's served at like room temperature. It's not even refrigerated. So.
I think that is a common thing. Yeah. I don't know which countries, but in other ones that they don't use ice, like no ice water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you go to Italy, you can't get ice in your drinks.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how well I would do in Italy because I need a cold drink.
Yeah, yeah.
With enough money. Iced coffee there. I mean, I imagine they
with enough money, you can get whatever you want. But I'd say it's not customary or by their culture that it would normally come with ice or a cold drink. So beer normally is, you know, in most countries around the world, I believe, served warm. America has found out it's the greatest to serve cold. People will argue with me all day long as I enjoy a cold Mick Ultra, not yet sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast.
Well, and let's talk about that for a second after you take your sip, because I was going to try to give you a This or That with like two different types of beer, but I know what beer you drink.
Yeah.
It used to be Coors Light.
Yes.
And now it's Mick Ultra.
Yes.
Why did you switch? Like, what your That's This a or great That question. Would now be Mick Ultra, but 5 years ago it would have been Coors Light. What's the reason?
I think as I got older, my taste buds changed. Mm-hmm. I learned by going to the Budweiser Beer School at Busch Gardens, by the keychain that got broken today, that...
my fault.
That's okay. It happens. It's called accidents, not on purposes. So you sit there and they teach you about all the different beers. Mick Ultra has a higher concentration of rice than wheat and barley. And it gives it a different flavor.
Sorry, I'm just looking at how the dog's sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, we so can turn cute. The camera around, but then I never get it straightened back out.
I was thinking about that. I'm going to snap a quick picture.
Yeah, snap a quick picture, and then I'll add it to the Facebook page. So then, it has a higher concentration.
We put him to sleep.
Yeah, our show is so great, he's sleeping through it.
Okay,
higher concentration of rice, better flavor, less calories, less bloated feeling when I'm done. Mm. And with me, it's... I sip and I go slow, right? So a lot of times with liquor drinkers and...
Do you go slow?
I believe I do. People who are around me do not believe I go slow. But the fact of the matter is I can control the alcohol level as I go along with beer. Where with like liquor, you'll drink a bunch and not feel nothing and goes up.
What I find interesting is like you and not just you, many people can have like go out for a couple of hours, let's say 2 hours and have 4 to 6 beers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I go anywhere and drink 4 to 6 of something. Like, I'm just not wanting that much to drink, whether it's anything, although I don't really drink alcohol very often, not for any reason. I'm not like...
You've been the best designated driver I've known for the last 20 years.
Or there's no, like, issues or anything like that. I just...
Don't enjoy
prefer it. Prefer not to drink.
No, an Appletini or a...
every now and then. An Appletini, that's typically with Katie.
Yep.
And every now and then a Midori Sour.
Yeah, but that's about it. But you don't really enjoy the experience. Where for me, if I'm having a cold beer and I'm sipping and I'm talking and I'm spending time with the people I love, it's an experience. It's not just, I'm going to sit here and stare at this bottle. I'm doing things. I'm talking. I'm here making a soon to be famous podcast with my beautiful wife, and I'm having a great day and I'm enjoying my beer and I'm sipping it and I'm just talking. So, you know, you'll go through six or seven or eight of them as you're eating, as you're drinking, as you're talking, as you're doing things. It's not the activity. It's an ancillary piece of the experience.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm really digressing from this list.
We're
number one.
That's okay.
Sorry.
We're still on Coke or Pepsi.
We might not get through this whole thing.
Oh, my God. Not with that kind of attitude. We're not. Okay.
All right. So anything else on beer? Definitely. You're not a Bush.
Ugh. Oh, no. Well, Bush? Yeah.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Bush like Light? The bottom of
it
the
is.
Barrel?
It's so cheap people old beer, but you know what? Bush out of a can, just fine. Oh, yeah. I don't even think I've ever had a Bush out of a bottle.
Do they even put it in a bottle?
I don't think they do.
Oh, that's how
Bush in a can. Oh, right? Yeah. If you're just hard up for just a beer taste and have a hot summer day, oh, Bush Light. And you open it, it goes Bush when you open the can.
Huh. Okay.
You'll have to believe me because you won't try it yourself.
I believe you.
Next up on the list, McDonald's and Burger King versus Chick-fil-A and chicken salad chip.
So I'm choosing between McDonald's or
Burger King. Well, and the reason I did it like this really is they are very different class, but yet both fast food restaurants. Because if they have a drive-through, they're fast food. Mm-hmm. So McDonald's and Burger King both serve beef, chicken fillet, and chicken salad chick. Both
Chick-fil-A, chicken salad. So Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
One has a drive-through.
Yeah, obviously. The best drive-through, really. Best drive-through experience you'll ever have.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Chicken salad chick does not have a drive-thru.
No?
No. So let's start with McDonald's and Burger King.
Okay.
You go first.
Well, I was an employee of McDonald's, and I know of all the background things that happen.
Put in the chicken nuggets, beaks and assholes.
Beaks and assholes. I was like, what was that? That was one of our first dates, right? We got chicken nuggets somewhere. And as I told you, it's like it's all beaks and assholes. Oh, God.
I haven't had a McDonald's. Well, not because I'm some like over healthy eater, but I have not had I've had French fries and ice cream from McDonald's.
No, you like the Diet Coke and the fries.
Oh, yeah.
And then I eat the burger. So what happens, we'll get like a Happy Meal and I'll have the burger. She has the fries and the thing and everybody's happy. And it says Happy Meal. So you followed the rules.
But I haven't had any of their meat substance products?
Meat. Meat.
In 25 years? Honestly.
Really? Oh, we should. That would be a podcast episode of itself. Watch you get diarrhea.
Oh, that probably would happen. Their french fries, you can find one under your car seat, and it looks the same as when you would have eaten it.
But once again, it's the same thing as what you talked about earlier. You're only going to live so long, you might as well enjoy have something that tastes good.
But for another podcast, it would be interesting to see years ago what was in a McDonald's French fry and a burger versus now.
The size difference alone. Oh. The Big Mac. And when I was working there, it came in a styrofoam clamshell box. So the box would close shut. Half the Big Mac over here, half the Big Mac over there. And you had a hard time putting your hand around the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally is Big Mac Jr. But this happens, and this spins off into another discussion of everything you buy. You can't get a quart of ice cream anymore. You get whatever the smaller ice cream is, and you keep picking it off the shelf thinking, but 2 ounces here, 2 ounces there, it all adds up.
They make the top of the container the same size, and then they make it get smaller as it goes down.
Yeah.
And then, so visually, you don't realize you're a sucker, and you're paying the same price for less of a product. But
that's exactly what it is.
McDonald's or Burger King? Go ahead.
So McDonald's and Burger King versus the experience at Chick-fil-A and Chick-fil-A.
Just choose
McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's or Burger King.
Gosh, that's a hard one. We had a podcast episode where I went off on my whole Burger King experience. I love a Whopper as a sandwich, a regular McDonald's hamburger as a sandwich. The fries are clearly better at McDonald's. The onion rings are better at Burger King. Overall, at the end of the day, McDonald's is going to win only by volume alone. So.
And you don't really love French fries.
I don't because it was my first job and I had so many French fries. I got burnt on it. I was like, I was just done with it. And that's why the onion rings are such a treat. But they're the best for a hangover. If you've enjoyed way too many Michelob Ultras, not yet sponsor the Very Terrible Podcast. And then they're great for hangovers. But other than that, like if we go right now and just have McDonald's, I'll have a stomach ache tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think that's from getting old. I think that's just me not being able to digest whatever the hell's in it.
Yeah. And that may go back to years ago. It probably was more beef, less
yeah,
filler.
It was beef-like.
And now we have... I want to look that up.
I was part of meetings at McDonald's where we talked about using mealworm substitute.
Boof.
Yeah, because they had farm-raised worms.
Beaks and assholes and
right.
nuggets.
I know. I was, for the chicken, you're not getting chicken breast. I don't give a shit. You're not. Because if you ever took a chicken nugget and you broke it open and you pull it, it doesn't come out in a breast-like yeah. texture in the middle. So,
well, if I'm choosing between McDonald's and Burger King, I'm going to go with McDonald's, obviously, for the Diet Coke. I do eat occasional French fries from there, which are
what
delicious.
What soda is that Burger King? Isn't it?
I don't really
I don't even know.
Burger King. I don't know.
I don't even know what soda's there.
Good question.
Yeah.
They have good milkshakes there, though, right?
What's
at
that?
Burger King? Are they better at McDonald's, would you say?
Depends on what you want. They're not the same whatsoever. I mean,
I've never had a milkshake from Burger King.
Well, it looks like I know what I'm going to get you later on.
Yeah.
Get you a milkshake.
All right. Or let's have you choose between
Chick-fil-A and... that's easy for me because...
You're naming a new restaurant, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
It's Chick-fil-A. That's how often you don't eat there.
I know. The drive-thru experience is great as I watch you get food. It's absolutely amazing. I don't enjoy... Chicken salad chick, is that what it's called?
Correct.
I don't enjoy that at all, so that's out for me. Chick-fil-A.
I like the bougie fast food because Chick-fil-A.
Pinky's out.
To me, I know that it's still fast food, but when I bite into the chicken, it's not particles. Mm-hmm. It's like it is chicken. Like it's not as good as like making it at home, but it is chicken.
Yep.
Not a lot of fillers. I'm sure there are some, but not a lot. And I love their waffle fries. Mm-hmm. And I just think that most of the time, the people that work there are like nice. They're not like irritated.
They're amazing.
They're...
I got one for you. We had B wanted Culver's earlier today. Mm-hmm. I went through the drive-thru. I talked to the person behind the window. I give the order. I talk about the coupons. Mm-hmm. We don't go shopping without coupons. We had coupons and free ice cream and all these little caveats. The young lady behind the counter goes, "Pull up." And I said, "All right, thank you so much." She goes, "My pleasure." And I went,
Is it a
Chick-fil-A person that because the restaurant's closed, they had to spin off and go to Culver's?
Maybe.
I might have found a spy, food spy.
But I love Chick-fil-A. But I also love chicken salad chick.
You do.
Sadly for me, our chicken salad chick, the closest one, is about
It's a ways off.
30, 40 minutes away, so it's not close.
Nope.
Which may be a good thing.
But it makes it a treat.
Getting it.
It makes it special.
Often. But I like that. They use like good bread. It's just a higher quality. So if I'm going to eat something quick, that is one of my places.
There you go.
And they also have Diet Coke.
Very good.
And Chick-fil-A, our Chick-fil-A is not open, the one in Cape Coral.
No. They're getting remodeled, which is...
Yeah.
And their drive-thru is all going to be different, which it can only be better. I mean, it's good, broken. It's going to be great when it's fixed.
And people aren't joking when they say, like, if the people who run the Chick-fil-A drive-thrus could run something in the government would learn something. I believe that.
Yeah, they've got it down.
I can't say every Chick-fil-A because I had a disastrous experience when I almost didn't get beef from school because I couldn't get out of the drive-thru line. That was no fun. But normally the one in Cape Coral, top-notch drive-thru. They've got that down to a science and I'm impressed.
Very good. So I'm going to bring up something really quick because you wanted to do a half an hour show and we're at a half an hour. So we can do this or that part one. With fun theme song, and we can come back for a different episode of this or that part two. Gives our listeners a break. Let them go out and go to their favorite Burger King or McDonald's and grab themselves a Coke or Pepsi with the newfound information that they've acquired from us.
All right.
Yeah. All right. While we're waiting, let's play our sponsor's commercial, everybody. It's it. If you need any lift station needs, you know where to go. This episode of the Very Terrible Podcast is brought to you by South Florida Lift Stations. For all your lift station sales, service, and maintenance needs, call Josh at 239-707-3603. South Florida Lift Stations, the official sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast. The Very Terrible Podcast can be found on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to be a sponsor of The Very Terrible Podcast, you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us at jdvtpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you to Josh and the whole family from South Florida Lift Stations for their continued support. We're going to come back on a different episode so you can continue the fun game. Or if you didn't enjoy this or that, you could just skip those episodes and give them to your in-laws. I don't know, just if you didn't like it. All right, let's see. Let's hit the last button and let's go ahead and call it. You got anything else? Want to advertise? Want to plug anybody? Go see Lori's Instagram page and go answer her questions. She took the time to make you all a video.
Yeah, I'm trying. I barely know what I'm doing. I definitely felt my age when I tried to record that story.
You and me both. Like you should see me on Riverside. I'm over here drowning in Riverside.
I thought there used to be a Babies and Pandas. Until you told me what Riverside was, never heard of it before.
Now we have baby and panda videos. We're great.
Yeah, I like the baby ones.
Yeah, the baby's out. The baby's out today.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Oh, that's a little loud. I'm Jason.
And I'm Lori. Thanks for joining us.
This has been Very Terrible Podcast, Health, Wealth, and Happiness.